The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Dean of the military police has just arrived.
Everything is exactly as you found it, Captain?
Yes, sir. We broke the door down and found him hanging here just as you see him.
You know anything about him?
Only what Private Parker told me, sir. He said his name was Bergman and that he claimed to be Swiss. You'll probably discover he was really German.
What made you sure this fellow was murdered?
Why, the whole setup, sir. Here's a man supposed to have hanged himself. But what did he use to step off of?
Yeah, I wondered about that myself. Beg your pardon, sir.
Could have stood on the kitchen sink.
Oh, but the soles of his shoes are dusty, sir. And there are no footprints on the sink.
He's too far from the kitchen table to stood on that.
That's right, sir. And the only chair is right in place behind the table, so he couldn't use that.
Check with you so far. What else?
Well, the kitchen door was locked, as we told you. But where's the key? Normally, it'd be in the door, but it isn't.
Might be in his pocket. Did you look?
No, sir. We didn't touch anything, including the body.
And you gonna tell the colonel about the eyeglasses, sir?
Eyeglasses?
Yes, sir. Bergman wore glasses. I think they're his. They're on the floor over by the icebox, broken.
Where? Oh, yes. Oh, I should say they are broken. Looks like somebody stepped on them.
Well, if they're made in this country, those eyeglasses can be checked, can't they, sir?
Yes, and they will be, don't worry. But if you're right about this being murder and not suicide, Captain, how'd the killer leave?
Well, he might have locked the door and left in the usual way, sir. Or he might have left by the kitchen window there.
Yeah, that window's unlocked, sir.
So I noticed. He'd have to be pretty good to reach the fire escape from that window.
He'd have to be pretty good to string up a man the size of Bergman in the first place, sir.
No doubt, no doubt. But what's the motive? Why was he killed?
That's the $64 question, Colonel.
Well, maybe a matter for the civil police. I'll call them in right away.
Do we have to stay, sir? I mean, I'd appreciate a chance to do some more work on this thing before the night's over.
Well, it's 10:30 now, Captain. A little late to make progress, isn't it?
It may be a wild goose chase of that, sir, but that girl with Private Parker, Clara Wilson, she acted sort of frightened of Bergman. She seemed glad when we found him dead. I'd like to see what she does after Parker says goodnight to her.
You suspect, Miss Wilson?
Well, hardly that, sir. It's just that I have a vague hunch that she knows more about Bergman than she says she does.
Well, if you want to waste your time following a vague hunch, go ahead. But I'll expect you both to report to me by 1:00. That gives you 2.5 hours.
Well, thank you, sir. Let's go, Matthews. Oh, don't touch the doorknobs. The colonel might want to look for fingerprints on them.
Let's see what Mr. Bergman's pockets can tell us. What the... Well, so that's the way the wind blows. Hello. Colonel Green, military police speaking. Get me the commandant. It's urgent. We'll wake him up then. Is that you, General? Colonel Green reporting, sir. I've just found direct evidence of treason and possibly murder, pointing to Jungle Jim.
The enemy is thorough and the enemy is clever. Will Jim be able to prove his innocence against whatever evidence they've contrived? We'll see what happens in a moment. Did you ever stop to analyze why you're always glad to see old friends? The sight of a familiar face recalls a score of happy memories to each of us. And a visit with people we've known a long time puts aside our workaday worries and cares, takes us out of ourselves. And that's true of your old friends in the Comic Weekly, too. When they come to your house on Sunday, your friends in the Comic Weekly bring an invitation to another world, a world of adventure, suspense, and thrills. Flash Gordon, Prince Valiant, the Phantom, Buzz Sawyer, the Lone Ranger. All told, over 24 reliable old friends. They help to make Sunday morning a highlight, and a visit with them makes the whole week seem brighter. So get the Comic Weekly habit. It comes with 15 leading Sunday papers from coast to coast, and one of those papers brings it to this city. Join the 15 million steady readers who make the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now, back to a starlit California night and Jungle Jim.
Well, I guess that's Miss Wilson's bungalow across the street, all right, Captain.
Well, it's the address I heard Parker give the taxi driver.
And that must be the same cab at the curb waiting for him. Do we go in?
No, no. Circle around so the driver doesn't see us.
Right, but I don't get this, sir. What is it we're looking for?
I want to see what the girl does after Parker says goodnight.
Halloween stuff, huh? Peeking through windows.
Watch it. Parker's leaving. Stay in these shadows.
That's Jeff Parker, all right. You want I should tail that cab in the Jeep, sir?
No. We may need the Jeep to follow the girl if she goes out.
Looks more like she's getting ready for bed. She's putting the lights out.
Come on. That rear light is still on. It must be the bedroom.
Boy, if anybody spots us, we'll sure have a pile of explaining to do.
We already have. That's why we're here. Wait.
That's her bedroom, all right. She just raised the window.
Keep your voice down, Sergeant. And keep out of the range of that light.
I don't like spying on a lady this way, sir.
Neither do I. We've got to see what she does.
You think we dare take a peek?
We've got to. I guess she isn't going anywhere after all.
Nah, she's smearing cold cream on her face to take off her makeup.
Well, that's that. Come on, let's...
Hey, that's her phone.
Quiet, it's right by the window. Listen.
Hello? Yes, speaking. Who? I'm afraid you've made a mistake. You must have the wrong... Oh, I see. What? Well, how? But it's so late, What? I see. Yes, I'll come. The door to the study on the right-hand side near the garden. I'll remember. Yes, right away. Operator, I want the Occidental taxicab company. Westland 1000.
Wherever she's going, Sergeant, we'll be right behind her. You go and drive the Jeep to the shadows of the corner house next door. I'll stay here and try to overhear the address she gives her cab driver when he shows up. We can't let her know we're following her.
Well, there's plenty of fancy estates along this neck of the woods. Guess the people who live out here got plenty of folding money.
Hold everything, Sergeant. Kill your motor.
Something wrong, sir?
No, but it looks like we reached the end of the line. That cab has stopped down the road there.
Yeah, so it has. Hey, there's Miss Wilson getting out. She's going into that next estate.
Yeah, she didn't tell her taxi to wait for her either.
Must be she's expecting to have a good long visit. Can I turn on my headlights now, sir?
No, better play it safe, Matthews.
We better dump it into G2's lap, Captain.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matthews. You drive back to town and report to Colonel Green. If I'm late, tell him it's because I'm learning things out here.
Well, if those are orders, sir.
Well, I think it's the best thing. Miss Wilson said something over the phone about the study door, right-hand side near the garden. I'll trail her and see what I can overhear.
Yes, sir. I'll tell the colonel where you are and that you report as soon as you can, sir.
Well, Miss Wilson, come in. Come in, my dear. You make good time.
I got here as soon as I could. Are you...
Yes, I am Burgess. You may as well come inside with us, Captain Bradley. I'm sure you'll be more comfortable.
What? Well, I seem to have stepped into more than I expected, Mr. Burgess.
Oh, you have, my dear fellow, believe me. But, of course, that was my main object.
Captain Bradley? What on earth are you...
The captain is most considerate of you, Miss Wilson. In fact, he hasn't been able to let you out of his sight all evening.
But I don't understand.
That makes two of us, Miss Wilson.
Just step inside, won't you? We can talk quite privately in my study. There we are.
Is it quite necessary to have the door locked, Mr. Burgess?
It may be, my dear. It may be. Tell me, have you heard from your father lately?
That's hitting below the belt. You know I haven't.
Truly? Oh, I am so sorry. Bergman told me that at last report, your father was still in good health, comparatively.
Bergman? Hey, what is all this?
I wish I knew. You see, Captain, my father has been in a Nazi concentration camp. Bergman told me that unless I did certain things he had to have done, my father would be tortured and killed.
Yes, that's like them, all right. But what things did Bergman have you do? And where does this Mr. Burgess here fit in the picture?
Please, one thing at a time, Captain.
You did work with Bergman, though.
If you care to put it that way. Actually, Bergman was under my orders. He bungled things with you very badly this evening, so he had to be eliminated.
Oh, then you're the kingpin, eh?
I'll ask the questions.
Yes, I can imagine. But I don't get it, Burgess. You're an American, aren't you?
Oh, yes, yes. But I'm also a businessman. I have fairly extensive interests in the Far East, and I have no intention of losing control over them. No matter who wins the war.
Why, you worthless, rotten, no good...
I must insist that you control your temper, Captain. Otherwise, this gun in my hand will control it for you.
What is it you want with us, Mr. Burgess?
With you, I'm quite finished. Just as I was finished with Bergman earlier tonight. But Captain Bradley here is going to tell me a good many things, willingly or otherwise.
Oh, so you got the whole thing very neatly figured out, haven't you, Burgess? But don't make the mistake of thinking that everyone is afraid of the same things you are. You can ask questions till snow falls in Hades, but I can't guarantee my answers will satisfy you.
Well, Sergeant, I just talked to Mr. Burgess. He says he never heard of either Miss Wilson or Captain Bradley.
But he's crazy. Either that or he's lying, because that's where I left the captain. Begging your pardon, sir, but everything I told you is absolutely true. There's something wrong,
sir. You bet there is. There's something wrong with your precious Captain Bradley. Look here.
What? That's just a bank book, sir.
Not just a bank book, Sergeant. It's Captain Bradley's account under another name, of course, based on the payments he's been receiving from the enemy.
Did you say from the enemy, sir?
I certainly did. I don't know.